A role model is someone we want to be, someone we want to emulate, or at least someone who can show us that where I want to get to, well, they've done it. They've been there. And how can I do it? Maybe I can follow their example, or at least it shows that it's possible. In the church, oftentimes it's more obvious sometimes for young men that they can look to priesthood or things like that to see a vocation. And when we talk about vocations, we often will focus on that. But especially with the disappearance of a lot of the female religious, it might be less common as it was in days past when religious taught all of our classes in our schools to see women religious in their habits out and about and to see them for our young women as role models, people they might follow. In fact, if you're a young woman in the church today, who are your role models? Who do you follow? Well, if we look to the world, we see today that, well, a lot of our female role models, and it's similar for men, but we look for, well, who's most powerful? Who has the most influence? Who has the most, you know, Facebook friends or Twitter followers? And who are people talking about? Who has power and influence and prestige, and who rises the highest? Well, it's not surprising that these are the greatest worldly values. So we should see men and women doing that, and no doubt young men and women would see that and say, well, I want to be like that. I want to be that famous athlete that is so incredible, they're on TV every week, or I want to be that politician who leads people and gives service to the community to help direct things. These things aren't necessarily bad, but as we talked about yesterday, they're just not the highest good. So, especially when it comes to young women, who are the role models that we hold up today? Well, we can look probably no further than today's great saint for one of our best examples, and that is Saint Agnes. Saint Agnes lived in the 4th century in the early 300s, and she was very beautiful. At the age of 13, there was a young Roman prefect, so a very high official, who wanted to marry her, but she was a Christian. And especially, she had espoused herself to Jesus. She was not going to be married in this life, but rather had given herself totally to Jesus, and Jesus had even appeared to her and given her a ring as like an engagement. So when this young Roman man wanted to marry her, she said, I'm already betrothed to a man who is a great king and all-powerful and has incredible wealth and is so kind and caring to me, and I could never forsake him. Well, the young man wanted to know who this was, and eventually it was found out that, well, Agnes was a Christian, and now this was a time of persecution, and so they sought to kill her if she wouldn't abandon her faith. They stripped her naked and led her to a brothel, but God caused her hair to grow so that it covered her body, and when people tried to go into the brothel to attack her, God sent an angel to protect her, and the light drove them away. Not to be deterred, this young man who wanted to marry her was so angry with Agnes that she wouldn't abandon her faith that he ran into the brothel to take advantage of her and was struck dead. Now, the father of the prefect prayed for his son to Saint Agnes that Agnes, if she was truly a holy Christian, that she would pray to God and his son could be raised from the dead. So Agnes did. She forgave him and prayed that he would be healed, and he was raised from the dead. And as a result of this, her murderer, or attempted murderer, became a Christian and spread the news of Saint Agnes all over. Eventually, they tried to burn Agnes to death, but the fire wouldn't touch her, in fact, divided and killed all those around her. And so finally, she was stabbed in the throat and offered her life in witness to her husband, her betrothed, Jesus. Now, this beautiful example is not the life that everyone's called to. Not everyone is called to abandon marriage in this life to point to the marriage in heaven. But especially, I think today, this witness is sorely needed. Not just the witness of celibate chastity, as priests and religious do, but just the witness that this life is not all there is. If we're going to hold up examples of who we want to be and where we want to go for young women or young men, do we hold up merely worldly examples that says the greatest thing you could be is an NFL star? Well, not many people will do that. Not many people will have a chance to be a highly elected official or to be the leader of a company or to have a lot of money. But you know what? That's not all there is. In fact, it's not even the most important thing. All of us will have the opportunity to give our lives in love of Jesus and go to heaven. If you want to be in heaven, that means you want to be with Jesus forever. And that doesn't happen after we die, that starts now. And that's why St. Agnes is such an incredible role model. She showed us that nothing is more important than the love of Jesus. So important that she gave her life to be married to him, beginning right now in this life. Whether we're called to give our life in marriage to Jesus or in marriage to a human person to help get us to heaven, what is most important? Who are your role models? Who do we hold up? Well, especially for young women, we can do no better than St. Agnes and the other virgin martyrs. They at least show us, regardless of our vocation, that nothing is greater than the love of Jesus. The word martyr means witness. So today, we're grateful for the martyr St. Agnes, the witnesses of all those who point us to heaven, especially the witness of many female consecrated virgins who point us to the heavenly marriage with Jesus to which we are all destined. What a great role model we have in these great female servants of the church, given as the spouses of Christ, like St. Agnes. St. Agnes, pray for us today, and God bless you.